Pop Rock Radio. Streaming all day, every day. poprockradio.com.au.
This is Andy from Commonside, and you're listening to Pop Rock Radio.
Andy, hi, Holly here. I heard your latest single, and obviously I saw it.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
You know what? It just brings me back to my era of days gone by, the 90s alternative rock. I've missed it so much.
Yeah, so you're bringing it back.
I'm so happy.
Alternative indie rock.
Oh, so happy, so happy. I need to know, what's the story behind your new track you're about to drop?
The song Believe in Me, basically we were just rehearsing one evening, and they came up with that little guitar like that, ding, 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 and it all stemmed from that. And we got the stabs in, and then so I got home, and obviously I'd just had a little girl, who's now 10 months, little Daisy. And so I wrote the lyrics, were all inspired by her. And, you know, and the Believe in Me, if you want, is basically me saying to her, believe in me, you know, for the rest of her days, you know, kind of thing. So that's basically where it came from. But, I mean, we've just done a film clip, which you played for us, which thank you.
It's great. I'm really impressed.
Thank you. And Justin Milburn from Ari Productions, she basically saw another narrative in it where the Believe in Me was like the younger version saying to the older version, believe in me. Yeah. So that's why the video is that, with that narrative on it. So, I mean, pretty much, you know, people will listen to it and take what they want from it, I suppose. So, you know, that's how that goes.
That's really cool to know. And I have to say, Daisy is a great inspiration for that.
Yeah, she is. She is.
How did you guys become Commonside?
Oh, well, I started the band in the very late 90s when I was a sprightly young man. And basically the street that I lived on was called Commonside. So we have the street name there. And and basically I came over here in 2012 and started the band back up with various other members at that time. And all of them said, nah, keep the name. So I and I were all kind of up for changing the name, but we've kind of got, we had a little bit of a following back in England locally, and I thought, well, I'm going to keep it, you know, because just for them people as well, and they can still see that we're going and still see I'm doing stuff and the band's doing stuff.
Great idea.
Yeah, and so, like, we kept the name. But, like, the members have got now, it's just working really well at the moment, so I'm happy how it's going and how we're playing and stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, we could all do with a full-time contract so we can all play and do it every day, but that's not the reality of what we are. We're just an independent band doing it between us jobs, so but yeah, so that's how that is at the moment.
Pop Rock Radio. Pop Rock Radio, streaming all day every day.
We love you.
poprockradio.com.au.
Actually, it crosses over to something else I wanted to ask, or it connects to the question of, you know, what made you pick, you know, your band members?
Well, I don't know if it pick as such. It's kind of, I was looking for people. When I moved here, I basically did a job. Craig plays the bass. I did a job at his house, and I saw all the guitars around his house. And I thought, oh, yeah, he seemed a really proper nice guy and everything anyway. So I went away, and then a kid who were playing bass at the time, kind of, he were like, oh, I'm not sure. And so I got in touch with Craig. I said, look, you found it? And he went, yeah, I'll do it. Laid back, so I'll get a bass. And yeah. I think Matty joined to play bass.
Yes.
Now, Matty, the guitarist, had a horrific accident.
Oh, really?
And it were he were touch and go. He could have easily died. It were a head-on collision. I think someone had some kind of medical thing coming the opposite way. So he were in hospital for a month afterwards. So, but he played guitar, obviously. So I said, oh, we'll get bass. Try playing bass. And he played it for about a month. And he went, oh, look, I want to get back on guitar. So I just said, I know a guy. So I went back to Craig's and said, mate, do you want to play bass? He went, oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's laid back, he's like horizontal, is Craig, is that laid back. So basically he did, Matt jumped back on the guitar and Craig got the bass, and that's how we've basically got, you know, the rhythm section, if you want to call it. And then Steph, we had a young drummer who played us, and he were up in Brisbane all the time, and he was just busy with other bands and that, and I just wanted someone who, and I saw Steph play with another band, I thought, she's solid.
Oh, and she's unreal. Watching her play, she keeps you guys tight.
Oh,
she's
on fire. And so I just said, look, do you want to just come? I kind of said part-time at first, and then when she played with us, I said, look, do you want a joint band full-time? She went, yeah, and I wore over the moon, you know what I mean? I thought, got somebody who's really tight, talented. She plays piano, plays guitar.
Oh, wow.
She plays guitar upside down, backwards, way around, but she plays guitar. She's really talented and just, you know, a good kid and really, you know, just her and Craig just keep it really, you know, tight like it should be. I would like to see a tight band, and a drummer makes a difference in a band.
Oh, yeah,
you know, especially our style of music, you know, it keeps it all... It just keeps it solid, and then you can get your lyrics and your melodies across them, but it keeps it...
One big thing I noticed when I got to see you guys perform live was how tight, you know, the band, the drummer and the band was. Which, you know, I just thought, wow, I have not seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
You know.
Good. But that's what, I mean, like I say, that's the thing for me, is that the drummer has always been the crux of a band, and especially for our style of music, you know, like, because you want it played hard and rocky, but you still want it nice and solid so you've got space for everything else, you know, not too much flashiness, too much whatever. And she just nails it every time. And she's great to write songs with, you know. You can come up with a song and play it and she'll just get it. Straight away, she's into the older style of music. She's into the, you know, alternative stuff. She's into like the 70s rock, and she's into everything. So it's
That's what you want. And you know what? I think you did a really good job with the people that you got together, you know, as your band members.
Yeah.
Because meeting them individually,
it's hard. It's hard to get, you know, and it's hard to get like.
You all get along.
All get along. We all go out for a beer after.
We're all just cruisy.
And we're in the band. We're not under each other's skins day in, day out. We're in the band. So when we play, we play in the band, you know, and when we rehearse with a band, there's no, like, you know, there's no airs and graces or anything. We just get on with it, and that's it, and it's good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Matty comes up with some guitar licks, and what we'll do, we'll just play around with it, and I'll have to come up with some melodies and lyrics, or I'll just come up with some chords, and I'll have the lyrics and the chords there, and then we all get together, and it's everybody puts in.
Yep.
You know, everybody puts in. There's no, like, right, just this way we do it. It's not that. Everybody puts their bit in. Just let Steph go and play whatever she wants. It just works at the moment, and like I say, we've got an album.
Yes, this album.
Hopefully going to be probably November time. Okay. All the tracks are all recorded. We have a few tracks that we could record, but I mean, I don't know. We'll have to sit down and work that out, but I think they ought to be for the next album in another year's time, I reckon. But, yeah, we've got, you know, I think we've got a 10-track album, which has probably got 5 songs that are worthy of being singles, easy. And then, you know, a couple of album tracks,
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. We're still tossing up names at the moment. We've got... Nice to Be Nice.
Yes.
That's going to be the album title, I think. I'm not sure yet. And it's just in the world that we're living in, it's a bit rough and ready at the moment, isn't it? And people are not nice to each other much as they should be. Nice,
or, you know, paying it forward.
Yeah.
I was at the airport last week and, sorry, not the airport. I was at the hospital yesterday. I had someone, you know, just getting day's procedure done.
Yeah.
And I went to grab, you know, a coffee, and they wouldn't accept actual money, and I didn't have any money on my card, and this woman just went, I'll pay for it. The woman, you know, in front of me.
Wow.
I went, no.
Yeah.
I was like really trying to stop her, and she ignored me, and she said, all I want you to do is pay it forward. And I just went, I was in shock.
Yeah, see, nice to be nice, and it costs you nothing.
That's right. So I'm now looking around for people so I can pay it forward somehow.
It's your shower. Get coffees in.
Well, you just shouted me drink, so it should have been the other way around. Yeah. But, okay, so you've got this upcoming album and you're not sure, you know, when it, you, you,
yeah.
it release it. But
well, we've got the single coming out on the 12th of August, so I think we're going to try push everything. We've got a gig down at the back room, which is the Chardon's Corner Hotel.
The back room?
They call it the back room, and it's the Chardon's Corner Hotel in Annerley. Yeah, that's on the 12th of August.
In Annerley?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great venue.
Down for my sake.
Yeah, it's a great venue, proper good venue, and it's a shame that it's so far out of Brisbane, but it's a great PA system, great stage. It's got everything. It's brilliant.
That's what you want.
Yeah, it's good.
What time are you coming on?
I think we'll probably be, I would think 8 o'clock-ish we'll be on, because we're supporting Nobody's Heroes. Yeah, I think they're a Brizzy band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be the release gig, whatever you want to call it, for the single.
Fantastic.
So we'll have some T-shirts to sell. We might have some.
Yeah. Getting some merchandise out.
Get a bit of merch going. Yeah.
You know, everyone loves their merch.
Well, it's cheaper than producing a CD.
That is irony.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think we spoke earlier, didn't we, about Spotify and all that kind of thing. And it's horrendous what they're paying people.
Because I was thinking, you know, is there a better platform to use?
I don't know if the, well, no, not at the moment. I don't know. Bandmix apparently is better, but I don't know. I'm going to have to really look into it, but I fancy just setting up a website, selling your merch on your website, like every other company for every other business does, selling your merch, and even just sending personal MP3s out to people who like your music, which to me is like, you know, I'd love to get a personal email from, you know, Jimmy Eat World in America or something, when they bring a new single out, I'd be buzzing for that.
And hell yeah.
I'd pay $5 for that, but people won't, so you'd probably put them up for $1 and, you know, bring your album out and sell your album for $10. And people can choose the track if they want to do. But, I mean, I don't know how it works, and we're going to look into that and just see what. Because Spotify, iTunes, you're not getting paid. It's nothing. I mean, it just costs, what, $2,500 to do a video. That's like, probably, I don't know, it's probably 1 million streams just to pay for that.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense business-wise, does it, to put your stuff on there, really. But people want to be on there because then they're in the picture. But you're in the picture with another gazillion bands who, you know, are there as well doing the same thing. You know, it's a tough one now. It's a tough business to crack at this moment in time. And some of the music that's making it is shit, for want of a better word. And, you know, there's nobody policing anything anymore. There's no, like back in the day, you had an A&R person who would go out and find a band and think, that's good. Bands who were with it, they'd get told to leave because they weren't good enough. But the bands who were told to leave before don't have to leave now. They can stay in here. They can stay in the game. They can put their music out there. It might be dodgy, rubbish music, but they can still put it out there. So what's happening is it's all, you know, cyberspace is filling up with trash as well as good stuff. So to find the good stuff, it's so much harder to find, you know.
It actually is. I'm doing my research on, you know, trying to get, you know, some Aussie and New Zealand bands, you know, interviewed and help promote them.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually got a long list, you know, of people who are interested because I think that it's just another way to help, you know, help
independent bands.
Independent bands.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I really want to help the unsigned or the indie bands.
Yep.
And even established bands, you know.
Yeah.
You know, fine.
Well, them established bands should be asking Commonside to support them. So when they hear this podcast, give us a ring.
Okay.
Get in touch.
I like that. Nothing subtle about you at all. I just want to ask lastly, firstly, I just want to go over again your release date for the single and the gig is at the back room in Annerley, which is up in Brizzy.
Yes, it's actually the Chardon's Corner Hotel, which is a massive pub hotel on the corner, and it is the room at the back of there. That's why they call it the back room.
Yep.
And, it's on the Friday, the 12th of August.
At 8 p.m.
The tickets are on Austix, I think.
Austix?
Yep.
Okay, just in case, you know, anyone up here on Brizzy.
Yeah.
Coast, you know, want to go. I'll definitely be there. And just lastly, I think, I don't know if I went over this again, but, you know, with your upcoming album, even though you may have a delay releasing it.
Yeah.
Is there, first track is about your daughter.
Well, I mean,
what's the risk? Do you have some?
They're not really about anything? Certain things. No, I don't. I kind of don't do that. I just kind of, I don't know. I'll be a lyric that is just whatever's in my head at that time. So sure. That's basically all they are. I mean, there's some songs that are from years by, but have been re-recorded that are just good tunes, and you know, they're all different kind of subjects. You know.
Yep.
There's not many lovey-dovey ones on there, and then there's a song called Alice Song, which was a song that just an acoustic song with a violin, which is totally
nice.
Offside from where we are. And
yeah.
It was a song about a mate of mine who passed away, and he were only 32. So it's called Alice Song. That's about him, about being at festivals with him, and you know, and yeah, it's a good little acoustic. So we're going to sling that one on there. We don't really play it live anymore, but it's just an album track. So.
Sure.
And there's a couple of those. I think that we've got a song called Toast and Coffee, which is about one night stands. And she offered me toast and coffee, and I didn't even know her name. That's the chorus.
I love it.
Yeah, so I mean, that's one that we don't do live, but we're thinking of putting that on there. And plus the other heavier tunes and more catchy tunes as well. So
I mean, that's what the world's been missing. Is this style of music? Is this genre?
Oh, I 100% I believe it. It's kind of radio friendly indie rock. That's what I'd call it. And there's not enough of it on the radio anymore.
Pop Rock Radio,
streaming classic hits from the 80s
till now.
PopRockRadio.com.au.
From the 80s till now. Pop Rock Radio.
There's not enough of it on the radio. I mean, I tried listening to Triple J on that, and there's not enough of it on there.
The only place I found that they will play indie or whatever is on Double J.
Right.
You know, like, and there was a lot of artists like Missy Higgins and Claire Bowditch that they were trying to promote the cause of getting Double J certified onto FM.
Right.
Because they're saying, you know.
Play so much better music.
Better music.
I can hear that.
I mean, Dylan Lewis,
yep.
You know, he left commercial radio because he couldn't handle it anymore.
He told what to play.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, he was also, you know, he sent awful messages and, you know, people telling him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounded really awful. And he's an embodiment of music, and he was willing to take a pay cut to go on to Double J,
right.
Which he said now he can't even get a loan or a house loan. But he's doing it for the music.
Right. So what's he? He needs some backing, you mean?
It's just an example of Double J. You know, Dylan Lewis chose Double J over commercial radio.
Yeah.
That just shows how passionate he is about
music. Yeah.
And so, you know, I hope that Double J do get up there onto FM, and then we replace them.
That's it. We'll flick our stuff on there. 100%. I mean, I've been listening to like Triple J and some bands. It's kind of jangly stuff now. They're all, you know, playing the guitars up by the chins like the Beatles used to do, and it's jangly. And I don't know. It just seems to be lost a bit of balls. To
once
be fair.
The Wiggles one.
I'm going to say, what's all that about? You can't do that.
No.
You can't be a cool radio station and have the Wiggles at number one.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No, I'm sorry.
That kind of says, it kind of tells you the story about the rest of the top 100. No, I mean, look, it's always going to be a popular station, and, you know, Triple J in it.
Always.
And it's spawned a lot of good bands, but the climate's changed for music, hasn't it? And you don't necessarily have to be on that radio station to make it. So, you know, any radio station's a good radio station these days, you know, to get on. We've been played on a few, you know, on Rock Down Radio. We've been played on that one.
Awesome.
And that's over in the UK as well as Australia.
Oh, fantastic.
Isaac Banks, he does a lot of good stuff down in Canberra.
Yes.
Sunday Sessions, I think. I forgot what they call it, but he's played our stuff a lot of times. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see how we go. I mean, believe in me, I think it's just a song that'll fit on most radio stations. You know, it's not too heavy. It's got a little bit of spite kind of thing, but it's still catchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything in it. So, it's, you know, there's melody in there. It's just got a little bit of kind of everything. So, hopefully you'd think it would appeal to a wider audience.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I like the fact also that you don't feel like, you know, you are just doing it for the audience. You're also writing the lyrics and the music to get out whatever you've got.
Whatever you've got in your head at that time. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
That's probably the last question I wanted to ask you is the way you write your music, is it just like you said before, a lyric just hits your head?
Sometimes. I mean, I've had a song once when I was back in the UK and I was driving home and there was a chorus and it was called Falling Into You and I actually had to sing the chorus till I got home so I wouldn't forget it.
Yes.
This is kind of before I had a mobile phone. That's how long ago this was. So I sang it and it ended up being one of his best songs for years in the set list that we used to have. And then
so other
Falling Into You, I think we might have an MP3 of it.
Yeah.
I can send you for $1.
Okay, done.
But, and then other times it's basically sometimes I'm sat with chords and then you'll have a melody come through and then you'll just put lyrics to that. And other times I've been, like when we did his EP, I actually went and recorded the song first, then took it home and listened to it in my truck, listened to it, and then came up with a lyric and a melody that way. So it's different, you know, it's different, really.
I find it interesting. I always find that interesting about, you know, different songwriters.
Look at Elton John. He didn't even write his own songs. The guy gave him lyrics and he just went, did, and made up lyric and sang. And I think, wow, well done. He's not done bad, has he?
Hey, we're not supposed to be advertising here.
Yeah, he's made a few dollars. He doesn't need advertising.
He has to pay me.
Yeah. But no, it's still enjoyable and it's kind of, I find the challenge is trying to win people round at gigs. But obviously at the moment with venues on the Gold Coast, it's a nightmare trying to get gigs, and it seems to be a lot more out of town bands get more gigs than the local bands. I think I spoke to this about before.
Admittedly, I noticed that I can't actually keep up on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. All the national bands
are coming out,
touring and festivals.
Pop Rock Radio. We love music. Popprockradio.com.au.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you. Can edit that out.
Yeah, I think we'll edit that out. They were just taking away
57 beers that we've just had. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like you say, it's been a bit. I mean, I've sent a few emails. I've sent Believe in Me the new video. And the fact that we're a Gold Coast band recording on the Gold Coast, the video's been produced by a Gold Coast producer, and I sent it to Miami Marquette, not even an email to say, get lost. I'd rather have an email say, it's not our type of stuff, we don't want it, nothing.
A response is better than nothing.
Than nothing.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing, really, but, you know, and so I don't know. They've got to sell tickets, I suppose. But I believe that if you're a big Gold Coast venue and you're having touring artists coming through, you have them as an headline and you have two supports from Gold Coast bands. Because then you're promoting Gold Coast music along as with the bigger artists, which I just think, just tell me if I'm wrong, that's what I mean. Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't a big venue do that?
I agree with you. I'm, you know, trying to quickly, you know, get in touch with local artists, you know, like yourself.
Yep.
And help promote.
Going fast.
He was. And help promote yourself and other local bands, you know, because, you know, international bands will be hitting hard here soon.
Soon they will, yeah.
At the moment, as you know, as you said, it's hard enough for you to find
a gig,
a venue, rather than, you know, or at this point already.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, placing you on our website.
Yeah, everything can help, can it? And, you know,
promote you on Pop Rock.
You can raise your profile a little bit and then get, you know, hopefully get some decent support slots would be good. I mean, it's okay. I mean, a lot of venues will say to you, do you want to do a gig here? Right, we want $400 off you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's like, well, hang on a minute. Is your venue pulling people in? is your venue popular? Because I don't want to play there if it's not popular, because we want to play in front of new people. I can bring 25 of my friends to my house and do an acoustic set in the back garden and all drink beer and have a good time. I don't want to pay $400 for that privilege. You know, it's kind of, that's how it is these days, though. So you've got to end up getting 5 or 6 bands to make it so you can pay that money, and then you only get 25 minutes each. Six or seven songs, what, it's kind of...
It's not fair, yeah, and it just feels the punters a chance to get into
your music, yeah.
They might not have heard you guys.
Yeah. And the thing is, you'll get, you know, there'll be a sound engineer, which he'll be under the pump anyway, trying to get a good sound. So you're 3 or 4 songs in before you've got your sound sorted out, and then you're finished. And you're like, all right.
Yep.
And, you know.
You're only just getting warmed up.
You're only just getting warmed up.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one for venues. The climate's tough for everybody. But, you know, I just think that if you're getting international artists, then, you know, just put Gold Coast bands on. I don't mean just us. I mean any Gold Coast bands on. Yep. Just promote Gold Coast bands behind these international acts.
Absolutely.
You know, and I just think it's a no-brainer for me, but, you know, I don't know.
I don't know if you heard about this, but when they were promoting the premier of Victoria was promoting Foo Fighters' gig at Geelong.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a touchy subject because after Taylor Hawkins passed.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he was up, you know, promoting it. A premier, the government.
Yeah, promoting that gig. Yeah, wow.
The gig, you know, the one and only gig, you know, Foo Fighters at Geelong.
Yeah,
and then Missy Higgins came out and said, hello, she sent a post somewhere.
Yeah,
hello,
see.
I'm, you know, touring too. Can you promote me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But she's right.
Yeah, she was. What the Premier should be doing is promoting the Foo Fighters and then saying to the Foo Fighters, put Missy Higgins on with you. She's an Australian artist, put her on. Yeah. Like I say, it's tough for everybody at the moment, and especially with the price of living and all that malarkey. It's hard for everybody. Venues, bands, you know, everybody's just got to work together and try to make. I suppose on the Gold Coast, I'd like to see a Gold Coast scene, so that you've got, you know, like you've got a bunch of bands who are going around the Gold Coast supporting these bigger acts, and then getting that scene kind of going. But when I lived in the UK, we used to play in Leeds.
Yep.
And in Leeds, there'd be 10 venues, there'd be 3 or 4 original bands in every venue. You'd never see a cover band, you'd never have a tribute band on there. It'd all be, and every venue, they'd want you to play there. Mm-hmm. And they'd promote the night, they'd get the people in.
That's why it should
That's
be.
That's what it was like when we played in Leeds. It was great, and it ended up getting a scene. Yep. I mean, the Kaiser Chiefs came out of that scene, and people like that, you know, and when we supported the Kaiser Chiefs
at
one time. So it was like, you know, it was just one of them where it developed a scene because all the local bands kept playing and kept going around these venues round and round and supporting the bigger bands, and all of a sudden they popped out, you know.
I do get it because I'm originally from Melbourne and, you know, I've only been up here to Gold Coast for a few years. And when it dawned on me there's real no scene here, I just went, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know, used to being, you know, with the Melbourne scene, and, you know, it was exactly what you explained.
Yeah. It's like, and it's a big place. There's 600,000 people live here.
Yeah.
There's a shitload of people who can get out to watch bands, but, you know, I don't know. Like I say, it's one of them where you just try to win people around when you're playing and just enjoy doing it, you know, and sink a few beers afterwards.
Yeah. Last question. If you could ask for anything right now, or if you wanted to promote anything right now, is there anything you'd like to say?
Not really. We're going to bring out the single.
Cool.
And please go out and buy it, download it. Even we might sell it on his website, so we don't know. We'll see how that goes. And just share our new vid film clip.
Sounds good.
Share it, and maybe we'll get a gig with the Foo Fighters.
You never know. And the thing is, you guys are definitely good enough. So
appreciate that.
Thanks for meeting with me, Andy.
No worries whatsoever. Appreciate Been a pleasure.
And I'll catch up with you soon. I'll see you at your gig on the
12th
of August.
Fantastic.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Pop Rock Radio. Pop Rock Radio. Streaming all day, every day.
We love music. PopRockRadio.com.au.
Surprise time.